Live the Zone with Jonathan Hutton, Chad Withrow, and Paul Kuharski.
This is the Midday 1-E,
served up by Wendy's on 104.5 The Zone.
It is a beautiful day here at Greystone Golf Club in Dixon for the Hoosier Caddy Golf Classic. Great turnout as well. The second flight will tee off in about an hour. I can't wait to see some of the low scores that will come in. Some of them exaggerated, some not.
If you missed it, Kirby was accused of double murder in 1987, and we don't know what happened from there.
Not
case
accused.
Case was never closed.
Not accused, just investigated because of a typo on his driver's license.
He was investigated, and we don't know what happened from there. We do know that he's a free man.
Bruce Arena will join us in about 30 minutes, Paul. Really looking forward to this visit.
A couple good soccer guests this week, and Bruce Arena has written a book. It's very interesting, What's Wrong with U.S. Soccer, a coach's blunt take on the state of American soccer after a lifetime on the touchline. And Bruce Arena did some very good work for American soccer. But, and I'll say it bluntly as we talk to him, part of what's wrong with U.S. soccer is that Bruce Arena couldn't coach him past Trinidad and Tobago.
Bruce Arena joins us today at 12:30. Right now we say hello to Austin Price of VolQuest.com. He's had a big golfing weekend as well, and he's nice enough to join us before having a little vacation. Austin, how are you?
I'm doing great, guys. Trinidad and Tobago, what's up? They're pretty tough, Paul, pretty tough.
Oh, yeah, pretty tough.
Well, they're not in the World Cup, and instead he wrote a book about why they're not there, so I'm eager to chat with Arena about that. But Austin, give us some of the cliff notes from the big opportunities in recruiting for the Vols and what they had this weekend on campus.
Well, several players on campus, including, as we noted on Friday, Talia Tagovailoa, the younger brother of Tua, the quarterback of Alabama. He's committed to Alabama, visited Tennessee Friday and early Saturday, and then made his way down to Tuscaloosa because Alabama, once they got wind, were like, well, we got to get you back to campus. We'll, you know, kill the steam off of any potential visit for Tennessee. So things went well there, though. He was hosted by Jarrett Garantano. Tennessee has continued to work him. Tennessee's commitments have continued to work Talia, hoping to get him in this class and get him to flip from Alabama. Obviously, Tennessee offers a quicker path to the field than going to Alabama because Alabama's got several high-profile quarterbacks, including Bear Bryant's grandson, who's committed in Talia's class. So, you know, it may make sense for him to pick Tennessee, but those family ties with his older brother at Alabama will be tough to overcome if Tennessee's able to overcome them.
Well, they're committed to playing the long game with him. What's the approach in this scenario, other than just saying, hey, you can join us and you can play faster than what you would play at Alabama? How are they going about recruiting him, knowing that he's likely committed and staying that way to the Crimson Tide?
Well, I think that the main pitch is the quicker pass to the field, and it's the relationship that both he and his dad have with Jeremy Pruitt. They like Coach Pruitt a lot, and they like the style of offense that Tyson Helton is going to bring to Tennessee. So, you know, it's a little bit of everything as far as that pitch goes. But, you know, Tennessee's done a nice job of getting players on campus. Guevara's Crouch was here late last week. From all indications, things went extremely well there. We talked about him before. Darnell Wright was in town a couple of weeks ago. He went to North Carolina this past weekend for their freak show camp, and his former teammate, Billy Ross, is at North Carolina, so he went in there to hang out with him. If he ends up nowhere this coming weekend, then, you know, the dead period starts, and like some of these campuses that he was hoping to get to this summer, you know, Clemson, Georgia, Miami, if he don't get to them like the first week out of the break in July, out of the dead period, then the high school football season starts and he won't be going anywhere unofficially. That's a huge win for Tennessee. That means he'll only have been to Alabama, Tennessee, and North Carolina in the last 6 months or so.
Austin Price with us, VolQuest.com, the website. You can follow him on Twitter, @AustinPriceless. What inroads has Pruitt made in Memphis so far, specifically with Whitehaven High School?
Well, you know, at Whitehaven, you know, they've got, you know, three fresh Tennessee offers, Cormonte Hamilton being one, Melvin McBride being the other, and then Martavis French, a 2020 linebacker. But we'll start with the first two. McBride makes a lot of sense because Tennessee wants to take four linemen in this class. They already have Jackson Lampley and Wanya Morris. That's a guard. Maybe a center in Lampley. He's a guard or center. And then Wanya Morris is a tackle. Obviously, Darnell Wright's a tackle if they can get him in this class. And they'd like to add another guard. McBride makes sense. And, you know, so do a couple other options. But, you know, he really camped out and balled out last week at Tennessee on Thursday and earned the offer along with his teammates, Cormonte Hamilton, who is a tight end at Whitehaven. But Tennessee likes him on the defensive side of the ball and likes him maybe as a backup plan if they were to lose one of their other two tight ends, Sean Brown or Jackson Lowe. And then, of course, the 2020 linebacker, Martavis French, he's going to continue to gain traction on the recruiting trail. He's a big kid, can run, physical, and a very smart player. And then they've also made inroads at Southwind where Christian Williams, a defensive tackle, his former teammate Jordan Davis, you know, signed with Pruitt in Alabama last year. And so Pruitt's familiar with that high school. Tennessee has done a nice job of really upping the, you know, recruitment of Christian Williams. They've really kind of started to push hard there. He was in town on Friday and part of Saturday and told me that, you know, he really likes what the coaching staff brings to the table, feels like that they're going to have a quick turnaround. And so Tennessee continues to work Memphis extremely hard, and that means all the attention this week will be on Trey Knox, Woody Washington, Adonis Ote, Lance Wilhoit, those mid-state kids. How many of them make it in? How many of them camp at Tennessee?
And one more in-state prospect. There was a Maryville running back and linebacker who received an offer from Tennessee this weekend, right?
Yeah, linebacker T. Hodge, 2020, running back. Could play linebacker, but Tennessee just worked him out at running back over the weekend. Big kid, physical. He's the nephew of one Randall Cobb, who Tennessee fans know they were late to the game on about a decade ago. And here they are some a decade later, and Randall's got a nephew, and Tennessee is the first Power 5 offer, so they will not be accused of being late to the party this time around on a kid from that family. They're ahead of the game, and T. Hodge is a special athlete. You know, you may get a chance to call one of his games this year if it's a Maryville Oakland or Maryville Blackman semifinal over there with your TV games, Jonathan. He's a special, special kid.
The grad transfers on offense. We've got offensive lineman Brandon Kennedy now joining Madre London and Keller Crist as veteran players joining this roster. Austin, how would you rank them in order of importance for this 2018 Vols team and what they would mean?
I think it goes Brandon Kennedy is the most important because of their need on the offensive line. Keller Crist, because of their lack of depth at quarterback, would be two. And then Madre London, three. I think Madre London is fine, but at the end of the day, I'm not as sold on him as I am Crist and Brandon Kennedy. And London's played more than Kennedy, but Kennedy is in a position where Tennessee needs big bodies. They need guys that have some talent. And from all indications, you know, he can help provide a lot of what we're talking about there. And then Crist plays the position of quarterback where, you know, behind Garantano, I'm not sure that they feel really comfortable with anybody behind JG. And so that gives them two options at quarterback and let the best man prevail in August.
Hey, we know you're big into golf, watching the U.S. Open. Do you mind the tough course at Shinnecock Hills for this tournament, or do you prefer the easier courses and under par play?
No, for the U.S. Open, I like it a little tougher. You know, I think it's you know, they, I think some, you know, as Paul Azinger pointed out on the broadcast, Jonathan, the couple of pins got away from him. It wasn't the overall course, but they put a couple of pins on knobs. Greens got dried out. The wind picked up, and it became unplayable compared to the morning. And that's what they have to guard against is the change of course. The course in the morning being a little, you know, having a little bit more moisture on it versus being more dried out in the afternoon. Well, it allows those players that are, you know, six, seven, eight shots back to make a run, you know, like a Tommy Fleetwood did on Sunday and like some of those other guys did on Saturday even to get themselves in contention going into Sunday. So, no, I'm for a tough course. Don't want to see a lot of birdies in the U.S. Open, but also don't want to see a lot of carnage either. So there's got to be a happy medium there if you can find it. And we'll see if they can find it next year at Pebble Beach.
He is the Valhalla Master, Austin Price.
What'd you shoot? Did we get a number?
No, it was in the mid-80s. It was a struggle. I walked, and from hole 15 to 17, it was a struggle.
Mid-80s is a dream round for many of us.
Yes.
So no sympathy there. I'll take a mid-80s at McCabe.
I was on pace to shoot about 80 until a quadruple bogey on number 16 derailed me fairly hard.
Ooh, choker.
You should have pulled a Mickelson. Yeah. Just stop that in the tracks.
You know what? I really should have.
Thank you, Austin.
Thanks, guys.
Austin Price, VolQuest.com. Again, follow him on Twitter. Great recruiting coverage at Austin Priceless.
Titans ran the least three wide receiver sets in the NFL last year. Matt LaFleur was with the Rams who ran the most. Titans ran the second fewest, excuse me. Matt LaFleur was with the Rams who ran the most. What becomes of the Titans' heavy tight end sets in the new offense? We'll discuss that next.
You've heard me recommend People's Home Equity when it's time for your first home loan. They help families in Middle Tennessee purchase their first home, and it can be your turn. People who have wanted to buy a home have been unable to save up for that down payment, but help is here if you're in that category. People's Home Equity, Michael Hampton and his team, they have big news recently released by the state, up to $15,000 in down payment assistance. If saving up for the down payment has been what's kept you from home ownership, you need to visit 812loan.com. 812loan.com. They'll help you. In fact, I've heard from listeners who called Michael Hampton for the very first home loan. They say they'll keep coming back for all of their mortgage needs as their family and home needs change. The Hampton Group, they'll tailor-make mortgages to fit your needs, whether you're a first-time home buyer, if you're in the military, if you need a $500,000 jumbo loan. They use an individualized approach to assess your needs, and they dominate on all fronts with a winning team. Everything is in-house with the Hampton Group. Get started down the path of home ownership. You could close as early as 10 days from today. 615-812-LOAN. 812-5626 is their number. You can also find them online, 812loan.com. Subject to credit and underwriting approval, equal housing lender, license number 63371.